Welcome to the Mad Trio Podcast. This week we have the California Pariah, Jonathan Charney, and James the Fat Man Stevens. And
hello.
Missing in action this week is Ryan Oops Preston.
Yeah. It happens. People keep dying on him. I don't know why. It's like some part of his job or some shit.
It's kind of creepy, man.
So I wanted to talk about, now you might have heard about it, the show called Hunters on Amazon.
I think you've mentioned it.
I probably have to you.
A lot.
I watched it. I really liked the show, but I was really surprised at how little people who've watched the show actually understand that the show is actually based on quite a bit of grain of truth. And I don't know if you know much about the show.
Never heard of it.
Okay. So what happens in the show is the main guy, his uncle, it turns out to be his grandfather. But anyways, Al Pacino plays him. And I got to say, he gives the King of Mumble a run for his money with his Jewish accent. But he gets better with it as the show progresses. The thing about it is, so what is going on is that the grandfather and the grandmother, who dies in the first episode, kind of gives the kid a little kick in the ass to get his shit in gear type thing. Anyways, they are over on the East Coast, and the grandmother is wandering through the market and spots one of the guards from her detention camp. And then goes to her friend, who's the kid's grandfather, you find out later on. And kind of goes up to him and says, "Hey, I spotted this guy. There's no doubt this is this guy." And they basically form their own little posse outside of Mossad to go and kill Nazis.
So it's Hunters 2020, so it's a new TV show.
Yeah, it got released last month.
So in 1977 in New York, a troubled young Jewish man bent on revenge is taken by a secret group of Nazis hunters fighting a clandestine war against a cabal of high-ranking Nazi officials in hiding who work to create the Fourth Reich.
Yeah. So that's what they're at.
I'm actually surprised. So it's Al Pacino, Logan Lerman, Lena Olin. It actually has a pretty decent cast. So, I know a few of these people.
So now the thing is that I guess a lot of people never realized that Project Paperclip actually fucking happened.
You mean the Mossad thing?
No. The Mossad thing was hunting the Nazis. They were.
What was Project Paperclip?
Project Paperclip was a race, basically an arms race after World War II to gather up as many Nazi scientists as they could so the Russians didn't get it. And anyways, now it really actually happened, people, if you don't really think. The biggest one that people may not know, but he was actually on Disney television shows back in the 1960s. Wernher von Braun, he was the V-2 rocket scientist for the Nazis who actually made a lot of intercontinental ballistic missiles. He was the first one to do it.
And a real piece of shit.
Real piece of shit, but he got us to the fucking moon,
so
people.
So Operation Paperclip was a secret program, the Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency, or JIOA, largely carried out by special agents of the Army CIC, in which more than 1,600 German scientists, engineers, and technicians such as Wernher von Braun and his V-2 rocket
biggest,
team
most famous one.
Were taken from Germany to the United States. So that is just the first, if you Google it, it's the first thing that comes up on Wikipedia. So
It literally happened. Russia did it. And so the interesting thing is that that's what the show is based on. It's based on finding Nazis who came here and were sheltered by America to further our basically, why am I drawing a blank on the military's
rocket program?
No, just the progress our military force. R&D. Thank you. Research and development. That's basically what we were doing with the Nazis. We even have one. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was actually one of the founders of the CDC. He was a Nazi scientist as well. He was involved in a lot of experimentation with viruses, bacteria, parasites. Also, he was pushing the limits of animal testing on. He basically was trying to get what we have now with technology of growing human limbs on with pigs and baboons. He was basically really big into that type of stuff. Anyways,
was it? I can't remember Eric the guy's name. Traub?
Yeah, I think that is his name.
It's E R I C H T R A U B.
Yeah, I think that is his name. It's been a long time since I
was a German veterinarian scientist and virologist who specialized in foot and mouth disease.
Yes. Yeah.
Rinderpest and Newcastle's disease.
Yeah. So, he was very instrumental in setting up the CDC.
Center for Disease Control.
Yeah, for people who don't know what that is. Anyways, but now I was talking with some people and they were like, have you heard of Project Paperclip? And I started telling them all this stuff and they're like, how the hell do you know all this stuff? And I'm like, well, a lot of these programs that happened back in the 1950s and 60s are being released now, you know. Now, I had to do some research. I thought Kennedy was the one who was pushing it to get confidential documents released at a certain time. But I guess it was actually Bill Clinton who was the one who actually signed the document.
It was probably one of those things that it was probably originally just like
I think it was originally I heard something about that Kennedy was after.
It would be like
doing
some
it.
Of the constitutional amendments. You know, like there was one. I don't remember what it was. But it was like 100 years before it was actually officially signed and ratified. Like, yeah. You know, so it just shit takes a while.
Yeah. But so anyways, a lot of this stuff is coming out. Even there's stuff still released, if you guys are even interested, about Area 51. But, you know, you're not going to get everything. But, you know...
Well, you don't need to know everything, but you need to know is...
What do you really think about that? Because, I mean, the Project Paperclip, just the idea of it. I mean, should we have rounded up all these Nazi scientists who were very... And you really got to give credit to the German war machine. They were more advanced than any other military at the time.
Documenting their crimes.
But, I mean, should we have rounded these guys up and shot them?
No, well, the problem is this. I think this is a two-edged sword. Is the fact that you have all these people who basically lives were wasted. You want their lives to matter somehow. So using all this experimental data, I think is the least you can do to all these people who were basically tortured and killed. So I think what was just basically that. What was it? The Japanese and hyperthermia. Yeah. I think it was the best possible solution. Now these scientists, you know, the data is one thing. The scientists, you know, I that's a hard thing. I mean,
one of the ones that they actually killed in the show, I do know about her as well. I think she actually did die of old age. But in the show, she was really instrumental in developing the gas that they Zyklon B, which they used on the which they used as the gas in the showers. They locked her in her shower and basically gassed her ass in the shower.
So it was Fritz Haber, Jewish chemist, whose work led to Zyklon B.
Yeah. And she actually was. Now, I don't know. I don't know all the scientists that were recruited by the actual Project Paperclip by the United States or by Russia. Russia did get quite a few as well. But I do know that she was very instrumental in developing rocket fuel as well, a delivery system for rocket fuel. That's why they actually used her in the gas chambers as well, is because she really developed the system of delivery for the gas chambers, which she also did for rockets. So, you know, I as far as I'm concerned, do I think their crimes justify straight killing them? Yes, I do. I think a lot of these scientists who decided to experiment on basically concentration camp victims should have died for killing people in their experiments. Do I think that bringing them over here and having them help us, you know, develop the CDC, get us to the moon, probably a few other things that benefited our society later down the road? Do I think that wipes out their war crimes? No, I don't.
I don't know what I don't know what to think. Because
it's a really tough one, isn't it?
Because the benefit is you're getting their knowledge. The problem is the fact that they basically died free. So I don't know. I don't really have an answer.
Biggest issue I had with it, and the reason why it's called Project Paperclip, is because when they came over here, their file that we had on them of their war crimes, of where they served, what concentration camps they were in, and overseeing, blah, 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 all of that stuff was thrown away. The only thing that was left
was the paperclip.
Was the paperclip mark on their name and what their name changed to. That's all that was left. I think that was a big mistake. I think that was really stupid on our part.
By the way, I that's the one thing I agree. I think at least we could have done was kept a record of it instead. But I mean, I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either. I think it was a really shitty handled thing. But the thing was, is we were in a rush to make a decision. I think the decision was rushed and we made a poor choice as far as our leaders, not necessarily us as a society. Because, I mean, do you think we really had time to take a democratic vote on it? I don't think so, because Russia was rushing in, and I have a whole map here. I can point it out where they were rushing in to get to infiltrate Germany.
Yeah.
And we were rushing in the same way. And part of it was we wanted to get a hold of their R&D documents, which were destroyed by the Nazis, which was just one of their things. They were burning anything that could be left behind.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard thing.
It really is.
I just saw a couple of news report. I saw one news report that over in China, there were people, because they didn't have enough gas masks, were using bras, underwear, all sorts of things to try to use as gas masks. I was searching that yesterday just to
hide
see.
From the coronavirus?
Yeah, you know, because there's level 3 masks and higher that are supposed to help to limit the amount of the chances of getting it. And so, these people are out and about trying to limit exposure. And I saw a report saying that these things will not work as good filtration systems.
Huh.
Which I thought was interesting, because out of everything, I could see a bra kind of working depending on it. You know, the some of the other stuff that they use, like the tops of fruit containers and underwear. And
the tops of fruit containers. Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, because it looked like it fit over your mouth.
But
these people, you know, when you're not really sure what to do and you're panicking, I don't blame these people for trying something. It's better than just, you know, nothing. But I thought that was because around 9/11, around 9/11, I remember, sometime after, I remember somebody, some wacky news anchor saying, you know, if you're ever in a fire, have your lady take off her bra, cut it in half, and then boom,
But that filters out the carbon. That doesn't filter out.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm not even sure how well that would actually filter out anything, to be honest.
I was just thinking, you know, people out there, if you're looking for gas mask and you're not really sure where to go, go to your local head shop.
True story.
And you could probably convert one of those gas mask bongs into a gas mask. It's just a thought process. You know, I mean.
I got offered $60 one time for my gas mask. I got in an old, one of those, what you call it?
The old World War II or World War I ones?
I don't remember what it was. I don't remember what the gas mask is, but I got it at some surplus store years ago. Some guy's like, dude, I'll pay you $60 for that. It's like, oh, okay, what do you want to do with it? Dude, I'm turning that into a bong. It's like, no. I mean, now, that didn't cost me $60, but I wasn't about to let something that I thought was cool go to waste.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just, well, I think, doesn't, didn't, well, probably not now, but I know England used to have a vast supply of a gas mask from World War I.
Honestly,
they still do.
That probably, if that went away, I wouldn't be surprised if most of them went to civilians in World War II.
That's true. Because there was a lot that were afraid of Germany using.
Because it was unsure. They didn't know what they were going to do.
They actually had quite a lot of justification for Germany doing that.
So they had
just saying.
So from the few things I've read, you know, these people had gas masks. There were these little clacker sirens that people to wear basically to make sure you had on your. And it was like these handheld ones. It was like a sardine can on a stick, and you'd spin it, it would make noise.
Oh yeah, those things are kind of cool.
You know, so it was stuff like that, and you know they would black out all their windows a certain period of time, and.
But I was gonna say, isn't China on the back end of this whole virus now?
So the only thing about that,
I heard something about that they were on the back end.
That's what they said. The only problem is you have to trust what they say. Now the question is, can you trust their numbers or not? Because there never been. My cousin and I were talking
transparent.
My cousin and I were talking about this because apparently we knew about this in December, and his comment was, so why didn't they ramp up? I said, my question is, how much did they actually know as far as the numbers? I mean, did they think this isn't a big deal, so we just sit and wait? Or is this something that they thought this is a possible pandemic? I mean, nobody really knew. The problem is what is it going to be? And I think that was the major problem with it. I mean, now that we know how at least allegedly dangerous it is, I mean, I hear it's more dangerous than the flu. Granted, I haven't been paying attention enough to know how deadly it is.
The reason why it's more dangerous than the flu is because once you get the flu, your immune system kicks in and kind of hangs off over it.
The one question I haven't heard, can you get it again? Say if you...
Yes.
Oh, so you can repeatedly get this.
Yes, and that's the big problem with it.
Okay, I didn't know, like, once you got it, you can never get it again.
No, you can get it over and over and over again.
Yeah, that I didn't know.
And the big issue is that you really don't know you have it until... It's really kicked into gear. The issue is that, I mean, it can just wreak havoc on your respiratory system. That's really what's killing people is the effects on the respiratory system for elderly and young kids.
And I know right now, according
to... Or weakened immune systems, et cetera.
I know right now, according to the governor, they're actually fast-tracking medications as fast as they can. And Trump also said the same thing, trying to get this some sort of getting it beaten down a little bit.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. That's the big issue is what I just said is I don't know. There's a lot of people that don't know. And that's the big thing is that there's so many unknowns with it. That's what's making it dangerous and causing people a lot of stress and panic. And I mean, I work in the food industry and you know, there was a guy in this morning who told one of our servers, man, this cough I've had for 4 days is really killing me. I'm like, that's the biggest early symptom.
It's either influenza.
That you have the coronavirus.
Or the influenza.
Or influenza. And either one, you really shouldn't be out sitting in a fucking restaurant coughing everywhere.
No, for either one. Did he get kicked out?
No, he said as he was parting out, but I mean, you know, that's the big issue. And, you know, as far as a restaurant goes, I mean, our breakfast and lunch place serves a lot of people that, you know, are elderly.
So here's this is from independent.co.uk. According to Lynn Quinn Gaughan, G-U-A-N, director of pneumonia prevention and treatment in China, Japan Friendship Hospital in Beijing, those who've been infected with COVID-19 develop protective antibody, but what isn't clear is how long that protection lasts. However, in certain individuals, the antibody cannot last long, Lee told USA Today. For many patients who have been cured, there's likelihood of relapse. In China, it is currently believed that the virus causes the development of at least short-term immunity, but no one is sure. But for most children, likely to develop at least short-term immunity to a specific contravirus that causes COVID-19. And this article is from 13 hours ago. Co.uk, the headline is... Coronavirus, can you get COVID-19 twice or does it cause immunity? Just so you all listen to this and want to pick it up. It's from today, which is the 17th of March. So the other question, I was trying not to make this be doom and gloom episode, but the other question is, what is this going to do to the economy? Stock market's tanking. And I heard a number of years ago that this one... economics guy said the problem US has is the federal rate has already been unnaturally low for too long. So his thing was, what happens if there's another major episode or pandemic or some sort of financial crisis? He said, you can only go to zero.
Yeah.
And after that, there's you have no more tools in the toolbox. So his comment was, there is a good chance that if something goes wrong, he's saying there's a good chance we will skip. What was his comment? We will skip repression, go straight into depression.
Yeah.
And his comment was, it could be a long time before anything's ever, ever, ever fixed again.
Well, okay. So he knew all this was coming. And my big issue is I hate the saying, but, you know, fail to plan to fail. And that's kind of what it seems like our leaders were doing. They were just like not sure what the hell they wanted to do, if anything. And then all of a sudden it's like freaking panic mode. And I'm not surprised by the stock market doing what it's doing right now, because, I mean, there was no idea what the hell was going to happen. So now we have a lot of our major income revenue makers, sports, all shut down.
WrestleMania got canceled, and that is huge.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the big thing, is like all these big events that are huge income makers for a lot of areas, are all gone. They're just gone. There's no bringing them back. That we don't know when they're going to be brought back. And what does that leave us with? Nothing, really. I mean, the only ones that are really making out these days are Charmin. I mean, I still have no freaking idea what the hell is up going on with the toilet paper.
That's serious. That makes no sense.
I still don't get it. And granted, I do have toilet paper at home, but I did not go out and buy freaking 1,000 rolls of toilet paper. I'm still confused at that one. I mean, yeah, the toilet paper is a great invention. I would say it's right up there with, you know, sliced bread, but I just don't get it.
Yeah, I
mean, does it not go bad? Is that why people are stocking up on it?
I don't know. That's the problem. It just makes no sense to me on why all of a sudden this started just going bonkers.
And
I went to a local Costco fairly near where I live. I mean, it's half hour. But if you live where I live, that's close. the frozen, all gone.
Yeah.
Fresh was almost all gone. Meats were gone. There was all the electronics and other bullshit, but everything else was gone. And it was, you know, and I get it. And I get it. You know, you're wondering what's going to happen. Am I going to get stuck? The problem, if you take a look what's happening in Italy, an acquaintance of mine she actually lives in Italy. And she said, no, you're actually allowed to go out. There are, if I remember correctly, there's time periods, you know, so it's just one of those things that, you know, you can do you stuff. So,
yeah, I don't know. You know what I was just laughing at, though? This thought kind of crossed my mind the other day. How many of you, of these doomsday preppers are finally going, oh, I've been dreaming of this for so long.
A friend, you know? Somebody I work with said something smart. Said, I bet the Mormons are laughing. It's like, and I always agreed with the Mormons, but I never had enough time or money or to do it. So, hey, more power to you. If you're one of these people who prep, you guys deserve a lot of credit. So this is something. It's James, know what this is. If you're listening to this, I want to see if this sounds familiar at all to you. See if I can do my best without screwing it up. A person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, and dangerous animals. And you know it? And you know it. 1,500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was the center of the universe. 500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was flat. And 15 minutes ago, you knew that humans were alone on the planet. Imagine what you'll know tomorrow.
Yeah.
The first part of that is 100% true.
Yeah.
About together, people just panic.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And there's no reason for it. I mean, look, I get it. I mean, I was legitimately thinking 6 months ago I could have bought like a 50 pack of MREs from Amazon, and they have like a 15-year lifespan or something like that.
Nope. Not now.
I was thinking, dude, that's not a bad idea. And it was one of these things like, yeah, I'll do it when I get a couple extra bucks. And Amazon basically said no more shipping extra shit except health stuff, which really fucks up. I need a new hard drive
so
for something.
you know, that's something else I thought was very interesting. So one of these companies I was looking into about getting things shipped to my house, I kind of registered with them, and then I was looking at their shipping. Their shipping was like $50-$60.
Wow.
For just one or two items, you had to reach a certain amount to get lower shipping, but I was just blown away by the shipping. But I got an email from them because I signed up, you know, to get an account and look into it.
Who was this, Amazon?
No, it was some vaping company.
Oh, okay.
But it was from Canada. Anyways, but they just sent out two emails and said that they are only doing pickups now. So the only way to get anything from this company is to drive all the way up to Canada to pick it up. They don't ship. They don't deliver. They don't even do like in-store shopping. You have to order your item and then go pick it up. And I'm just thinking like, okay, that's not a bad idea, but I mean like UPS is shutting down?
So an acquaintance of mine had to talk to a lawyer. And instead of the lawyer doing teleconference, she actually had to go to the lawyer's office. And you think
why wouldn't you do teleconference?
I don't know. And so I was thinking about this. You think that as a lawyer, hey, you get paid no matter what. So whether you're doing it in person over the fucking phone, it doesn't legitimately matter.
Yeah.
And so it just surprised me the fact that he was doing it. Because I'll be honest, if my work said, hey, you're working from home, I would drive to my work, pick up my computer I work on, and just be home. Because my current computer is not capable of running it. It's just too old.
So the restaurant I work at, we posted a sign the past 4 days outside that said limited seating, mostly to-go orders.
I've heard most restaurants are switching to that.
And it has been the busiest freaking 4 or 5 days that we've had consistently in a while.
Because nobody can find food.
But the thing is how many damn people just want to sit in the restaurant? That's the amazing thing to me. We have up there to-go orders. People are not doing to-go orders. Now, granted, today was the most they've done to-go orders since we've done all that. So our solution now, since people aren't taking advice, is to shut down the dining area.
Yeah.
And we're putting up a sign that says we are only doing over-the-phone orders. We're not letting people in the restaurant because they won't get their asses out.
So how do you actually how do you give the orders to the people?
They put a phone number outside the restaurant. They can call in.
And you'll walk out or?
Yep. They're going to send one server out.
So this is.
It's just like, can people not take suggestions?
No.
You know, I mean, so like, really?
This is from a local in our area. Safeway at location here is out of toilet paper, towels, Kleenex, no meat, no fish, no frozen, because there's sections of our area for some reason they're out of power. Nobody fucking knows about that either. It's just crazy. I mean, literally, this is like a bad B movie at an 80s TV show. There's no reason why this level of stupidity should happen.
Well, the thing now is that you want to hear the theory I heard today?
Which one? I've literally been sent email over Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook about all sorts of like conspiracies. It's like
the one that I got today that was pretty funny is this is a man-made virus is what the person was telling
me.
I'm pretty sure
it is.
I wouldn't be surprised either. So what I just kept saying to him, by the Masons. this is instrumented by the Masons. If you are a Mason listener, hi, how you doing? But yeah, that's kind of how it seems to me. And the interesting thing is last night I was scrolling through and checking updates on some of my apps in Google Play Store. And I'll see if it still pops up when I pull that up. So the first app that comes up Can you guess what it is?
Is that that one game?
Plague Inc. Is that the one you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw that like yesterday, and I'm thinking like, so now we've come up with a coronavirus game for people to play?
So to be honest, this we're kind of sounding. Do you know who Lauren Green is? L-O-R-N-E.
No.
Green.
Sounds familiar, but I can't think of it.
He played the dad in Bonanza. He's actually a Canadian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's a Canadian actor. He was in Canada, apparently, during, I think, World War II. He was known as the voice of doom. So this is, it reminds me of, I really wanted to have a happy fucking show. And is it the problem is, I'll be honest, my stress level is so high because so much bullshit. The idea of doing happy is really fucking hard. And
you don't bother me.
It bothers me. Look, life in general is stressful. Then you add upon stupid shit like somebody buying like 20 packs of toilet paper. You either have more issues than a football stadium in Belize, or you're going to have enough toilet paper to last you the next six lifetimes.
Well, the thing is like, that's what I was like telling people. I'm like, okay, literally. Oh, it's not Montezuma's Revenge.
And by the way, people, all those meats, all those frozen meats you're buying do actually have a shelf life. You cannot stick meat in the freezer forever. I know you don't believe me, but they do have a shelf life. How do I know this? Because I've left meat in the freezer too long and it's like eating a fucking chew.
Yeah, well, I mean,
if you can actually eat it.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily slow the degradation of the meat completely. It slows it down to a certain point. And what happens is it basically dries the meat out. That's all it does. That's what freezer burn is.
And so, you know, and like there was a grocery store near me who was saying they're going to stop, they're going to limit this, they're considering, and this was on Saturday, they're going to limit the amount people can buy of feminine products. Canned food, toiletries, they already did, toilet paper, etc., canned goods. It's just like, really? I understand the worry about this, but there's no reason why. And I get it. I mean, I really do. Trust me, as a person who's now having issues finding groceries because all the people out there buying everything up, now I'm concerned. And here's the question is, what happens when somebody like me who isn't is lazy as me? And this is what I say at the sidebar. Lazy is not necessarily wanting to do something. It's somebody who has a limited amount of energy to spend every day and is only willing to spend that energy on certain items. So who's somebody who's willing to do something stupid and just goes nuts. What happens if the very fabric of society breaks down because some guy can't find, I don't know, say baby formula for his little boy or girl, or their children are starving because some jagoff decided to buy all the food, or a bunch of jagoffs. I mean, what happens? I mean, and I know you're out there, if you're listening to this, you're thinking, oh, that'll never happen.
It's happening.
Think about the quote I said earlier. People singularly are smart. Together, people are stupid. And if my little boy or if my wife or my friends needed food and they couldn't buy any, I guarantee I know a couple that would just say, fuck it, all rules are off.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem is like, what is really being shown now through all of this is the real character and selfishness of our society.
So I ask you a question, and I don't know this, and I wish my grandfather was still alive. Of course, he'd be 105. I wonder what it was like in the Great Depression. Now, this is my thought. You could see if you think I'm wrong. I think there were two different people. There were city people and country people. Granted, most people back in when the Great Depression happened, they were closer to being an agrarian society than not. I bet most of the country people were not as selfish than the city people. If they had something, they would give it. They wouldn't give out of their need necessarily,
I think that would be more towards their own community and people they knew.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's your
versus some stranger coming by, which it's now, like, granted, it depended on the stranger, I'm sure.
Well, this is, you know, this is what I'm thinking. It's Bob who owns the farm next door. It's Mary whose husband died. You know, it's the surrounding countryside. They would meet at church and do something. I think the issue now is I don't think people are like that. Now, this is one thing I got to give some liberals is some liberals are super pie in the sky, and then some liberals would really do this. And the reason I'm saying liberals is because I don't see a lot of conservatives I know who are not my friends doing that. I think some of the liberal people have the love of humanity better than conservatives do in some aspects. I would almost say too much love, but I you know.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
I mean, this isn't exactly 1960s and San Francisco Golden State Park feeding homeless, but you know,
I think it, free food kitchens, I think it really. I don't know if it necessarily changes. I think the density of assholes. Let me see if I can come up with a different way of wording this. I don't think that society necessarily changes us into a more selfish people, depending on the time frame or the.
So do you think so?
I think that there's been selfishness throughout history. So, and I think that in most cities, it's more condensed because you're going to have more assholes per capita.
So do you think this is closer to...
I think what it is that it just depends on the person, really.
So do you think this is closer to the Ryan's viewpoint on things about people or my viewpoint of people on things?
Your viewpoint, that people are being selfish and that...
Well, I mean, like my worldview far as Ryan thinks good people do bad, my viewpoint is bad people trying to do good. Because the only reason I'm saying that is that does actually taint your worldview one way or another. See, because my thought is these are, you know, you have, you know, I think it's the basic nature of humanity is when shit goes wrong, people are only out for themselves. And I'm not necessarily saying that's a bad thing, but I'm also not saying it's a good thing. But I think that's what we're seeing.
I think right now we are seeing a lot of self-preservation, which equates to selfishness and assholery.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that's what it is. I think it goes back to the quote you used earlier of people are dumb, panicky animals. So when you see one person going over and just grabbing 10 rolls of toilet paper, you're like, another person sees that, they're going to be like, hey, wait, I might run out of toilet paper. So he goes over and grabs another 5. Then a person over there sees it and goes, oh, shit, so I might run out of toilet paper, grabs a 10.
Do you know what this actually
compounds?
When I couldn't find toilet paper, you know what this just made me think of? I'm going to buy a fucking bidet.
That's what I was telling people. I kept telling people, like, just get a bidet. And
I was actually going to buy it until, like, I heard Amazon stopping all unnecessary shipments, which, fuck you, Amazon, I need that goddamn hard drive. I can't blame you, but fuck you.
Just...
If you can't tell, I'm angry.
Just get it from somebody else.
But Amazon is so convenient.
Not now, obviously.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This is just so fucking stupid. I don't understand it. I mean, there's so many other things in this world that I think we need to work on. That this is just like, to me, this should be number 666.
Of what? I mean,
of the list of how to fix people and more important shit to do than having grocery stores saying, hey, you need to save something for somebody else. Is that, I thought my son should know that by now, who's a little kid. I shouldn't have to tell an adult, hey, if you're buying 29 packs of toilet paper and there's 30 on the shelf, don't be a fucking tool. That should not be something we should have to tell people.
Apparently we do.
Seriously. Some of you people weren't beat enough as children.
I just think it's just stupid. And it makes no sense to me. It really doesn't. And that's like the last thing I'm worried about right now is toilet paper.
I am super curious. San Francisco and parts of the Bay Area are on
lockdown.
Suggested lockdown. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about enforcement, but I've been heard it's basically recommended you don't leave, etc. I am curious how that's going to go. I'm hoping it's going to go good, but I am curious because I really do think since San Francisco was the first, I think it's going to be the litmus test of how society goes. Now, if everybody's good, then I could say, hey, society actually did good for once, and maybe everything's not as doom and gloom as I feel society is.
So my curiosity, and I haven't looked it up yet, what are the prisons and jails doing?
I was wondering about that, and I haven't heard anything about that.
I haven't either.
I heard something about releasing people, but I don't really know.
And the other one that I was thinking about, and I guess I could just look up and see what San Francisco is doing. And I just kind of thought it was, and I threw out just a sarcastic remark because somebody was asking about it. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, they just might actually do it. What are they going to do with the homeless people?
By hotel rooms.
What I said was internment camps. And now that I actually thought about that comment, I'm like, that might not be too far off.
Newsom on Today, I was driving here, actually said they they did some sort of contract with some hotel that got like, I thought they said 300 and something rooms. They're actually talking to like 900 hotel chains or whatever across California to rent out rooms to homeless.
I mean,
there's issues with that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. My first thought when I heard this is not a good thing to do in a country that has a major homeless crisis.
No, I'm like,
this is literally a conflagration of stuff that just hit it all at once.
And that's why I'm just kind of like, I don't see any good coming out of either one of those.
No.
My sarcastic comment and also basically telling hotel rooms that you need to rent out basically rooms to homeless people, because I mean, that's just a bad idea. That's. And then a friend of mine was said that, you know, if we really do have the town that we're in right now is saying that they're going to have lockdown within 24 to 36 hours. They're going to lock down parts of the city that is around.
And
he brought up, well, if the homeless are still loose and wandering around, I mean, there's going to be rampant vandalism.
So I did hear, and I don't have the specifics. I wish I did. There was an article. We're outside of Sacramento. So our local area, Sacramento, somebody in Sacramento, one of the heads up, my apologies for not reading the article, actually said they're suggesting lockdown. Now, the question is, that doesn't involve my work. I haven't heard anything about my personal work. I'm kind of, this whole thing is curious because I know I have heard, now how much is true or not, that they're asking banks, if somebody can't make their mortgage payment, don't do anything. If somebody can't pay the power bill, don't do anything. And this potentially, Trump, the tangerine tornado, said this could possibly last up to August. I know Gruesome Newsom said, you know, this could easily last past the school year, and so school kids may not be in school until next year, which for some of the local areas, that's in August. I don't know, man. This could be very damaging, or it could be, and this is going to sound weird, one of the best thing to happen to people since 9/11. Now, this is where it's going to sound weird, and I'm not insulting anybody, but if you were around in 9/11 when it happened, there was an amazing amount of people getting together and helping each other.
Yeah.
Not that I want people to die. God forbid. I don't want anybody to die. But maybe this will finally be...
I got a list.
I know you do. Leave Whoopi alone. but maybe this will be something that finally kicks this bullshit political divide. If you have Trump and Newsom actually talking to each other, two people that are so far different on the political spectrum, it's not even funny, or at least personality spectrum, that maybe this will be a good thing for the country. Maybe this is a chance is a really horrible restart to get the country to start, you know, sitting in drum circles and singing Kumbaya. I doubt it, but I'm hoping, you know, maybe this is a good thing for American society. I mean, And if you watch the news, if you watch any 24-hour cable network, pick your letters or any sort of news source.
FU?
Yeah. I mean, okay, if there's an FU news. But, I mean, maybe this was. I mean,
we
what do you
make one.
Do you think this will be a chance for...
For holding hands and singing Kumbaya?
I mean, it seems like it. I mean, if you got Gray Davis.
Wow. I don't see Gray Davis and Trump ever talking.
You can't tell my stress level's high when I'm forgetting the fucking governor. If
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. I didn't like his last movie. Wait, is
Reagan?
That would have been amusing. Zombie Reagan. But if Newsom and Trump are talking, maybe this is a real opportunity. Granted, you got the two old folks who are running for president probably being in hiding right now, considering how elderly they are. What do you think? You think this is a chance to do a fresh restart? Because it seems like it to some degree, not if you look online, but on some degree.
I don't see it as big of a crisis as that.
And I'm not saying
you could be surprised. I mean, I could be wrong for once.
See, I'm having a hard time judging this crisis because potentially at the forefront to me, it's not that big of a deal. Cause, I'm still working. I'm still doing this. On the other hand, there's people I know who in the Bay Area who aren't really allowed to leave their home. This is the first time in the nation's history that I'm aware of that this has happened. However, people were quarantined from back in the day for as much as I can find. And I don't know. I asked the old guy this because he was around when they were probably the wayward end of it. They would quarantine people in their homes, polio, smallpox, etc. Yeah. So this isn't something new. Now this is something new for anybody outside of the boomer generation or older.
Yeah.
This could be the new normal, and I'm not saying this level of ridiculousness, but some degree of it because.
So you think they could just iron out the kinks type thing?
I'm thinking, yeah. I mean, because this is what happens when you give cattle, a massive amounts of, antibacterial drugs. You give it's in every single hand wash, hair wash. A product out there, and you have all these diseases that are starting to not to be affected by antibiotics. We reaped the whirlwind of poor choices instead of realizing, hey, a little dirt's bad, or do what they did back in the day. You know how they fucking, before Lysol was invented, they used fucking salt. Yeah, I know you don't believe me. They used fucking salt. Look it up.
And they drank bleach. You should try it.
Well, they did actually use salt.
I know.
I'm just recommending somebody not drink bleach because I don't want to be sued.
Well, then they should probably not drink bleach and try to sue people. I mean, if you survive.
Make sure you dilute it first.
No, I prefer they concentrate it and then they won't be able to sue.
Boil it on the stove for a while.
Yeah,
That's got to be bad for the
pan. Yeah, boil it on the stove for a little while, then add a little bit of ammonia to it and take a deep, deep breath and then give John a call.
And after that, clean your pool. I'm having a hard time judging how bad this is because I don't know if it is or if it isn't. I mean, potentially this could literally be the start of a depression, or this could be a blip on the economic radar. I know people who, when it comes to money, you couldn't move them if you took their money from them. But some of the people I know are like, who are rocks financially, are kind of like, well, and that well has me worried.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And it's bullshit because at the end of the day, the only thing you can do is control you and yours. And this is, we're rounding up the show and this is my patented end moment. But the only thing I could say, honestly, is be with your family. If you have people who, you're feuding with, maybe a good time just to talk.
We look forward to bring your shotgun to work day.
Exactly. you know, this may be a good time to, you know, let all things be forgotten. Is that song nobody ever fucking sings anymore?
This is the song that never ends. That one?
No. Oh, well, thankfully, because that song never ends.
Does it go on and on?
My friend. it, you know, so maybe this is, I don't know. The only thing I could say, man, is just love on you and yours and try not to get people sick. What else can you do? It's just,
that's the thing that really bothers me.
Ride the lightning.
I mean, if you feel like you're sick, fucking stay home.
Yeah, you know what the worst?
How hard is that?
The worst part, dude, is I ate pizza last night, and it's killed my stomach ever since. And I'm like,
That's not one of the symptoms, Sean.
I know, but I'm technically sick.
Sick of this shit.
So I just...
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that I just don't get. I mean, if you go out and you touch something gross, wash your fucking hands. You cough into your hand, wash your fucking hand. You sneeze in your hand, stop using your fucking hand!
And by the way...
And wash your hands.
And wash your hands. I mean, because everything I've read, that those little fucking goop shit you have on your desk that's supposed to allegedly clean everything off your hands...
It doesn't.
It doesn't. Not like
it
soap.
It keeps it on your hands.
And one of the things I've actually heard of the reason why soap actually works so good is because I heard it's mechanical thing. As far as it actually strips the certain layers off the bacteria.
Yeah, well, it's basically a lubrication for your skin to get the shit off of it.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And the thing is... is that isn't what hand sanitizer does, people. Hand sanitizer keeps the stuff still on your hands. It just kills some of it. It doesn't remove it. Washing your hands removes it. It's like, how fucking, I mean, like, have we forgotten this shit? And everybody putting it up over social media, I'm still kind of thinking, like, is this a new concept? But apparently it fucking is, people. I mean, wash your hands.
Think about it. At least in the Western world, in the United States, the only thing you really had to worry about was a disease like AIDS and cancer.
Yeah.
And stuff that you only get, AIDS specifically, you only get by an interaction. Cancer is caused by a mechanical issue in the body. So there's really nothing that we've had to worry about. But now there's a disease in the air that it's like, you know, mono, but worse. You know, the reason, if you guys don't know anything about mono, you can actually get mono if somebody coughs in your direction in a grocery store. It's super easy to catch. And so we're at a part, I think people are realizing, hey, you got to wash your hands. You got to be careful. If you're sick, stay home. And I think, like, this is the new normal, I think, when people got to realize, hey, maybe it's not, you know, so squeaky clean anymore.
It never has been.
But it's the illusion of the Western world.
To the laws of diffusion, you're still breathing Abraham Lincoln's fart. Okay? So, I'm just saying that a communicable disease that is airborne, you're fucked. So, I mean, if you don't feel good, stay home.
But I mean, most people don't go to Nicaragua or Belize or any of those other places where it's legitimately third world, where people are living on wood, on mud floors in metal huts. So I think that's the issue. I think we live in a society that is almost too clean. And I think we've lived, I really do think we don't necessarily know how bad that is. And I think this is what it is. I think people, it just kind of, you know, instead of them teaching in schools, this is everybody going, okay, for the fifth and final time, Bob, wash your hands. Well, you're at work, you know?
Yeah.
They got so many warnings at my work, it's hilarious. Wash hands, do this, do that, do this, do this. Like, you want me to wash my taint next? Fuck.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. But hey, if it stops...
John, don't forget to wash your mouth out. What's up?
No. There's no little South African ladies I have to be afraid of, so I don't think so.
Then just drink some bleach. That'll fix it.
Does it come in mint flavored?
It does. You just have to gargle it.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
And you have to gargle Gentleman Jack.
Right after you gargle bleach, John.
No, you first.
Anyways, enough with the gargling.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just... So my suggestion, ladies and gentlemen, you can take it or leave it. And this isn't for the alcoholics out there. I say make yourself a vodka gimlet, have a drink with your best friend, who's hopefully your significant other, who's actually living in your house, because otherwise you can't really go see your friends because you're all in lockdown, and have a good night.